Texas lawmaker proposes renaming Dallas Tollway to honor President Trump, a lasting tribute. By Amy Furr on June 5, 2026. A Texas state representative wants to rename a tollway in honor of President Donald Trump to highlight the success of his administration's pro-America agenda. State Representative Jared Patterson's, R. Frisco, effort comes after U.S. Senator John Cornyn, RTX, decided to back away from his own effort to rename a state highway with a reference to the president, the Dallas Express reported Friday. In a social media post, Patterson wrote, "During the U.S. Senate primary, we heard a lot of talk from the losing candidate about honoring President Trump with a named highway. Apparently, the promise only held true when it was politically convenient. And it is no longer a priority based on today's news." He continued, "My support for President Trump and the Republican Party isn't tied to a campaign calendar. That's why next session I intend to file a resolution calling on the North Texas Tollway Authority to rename the Dallas North Tollway the Donald J. Trump Tollway." Few places in America better represent the success of President Trump's pro-growth, pro-business, and pro-family agenda than the corridor stretching from Dallas through Collin and Denton counties. The Dallas North Tollway runs through the heart of North Texas, the financial engine of our state, and connects communities that have flourished because of the policies President Trump has championed: lower taxes, less regulation, American energy dominance, secure borders, and economic opportunity. Naming this iconic roadway after President Trump would be a lasting tribute to a president whose leadership helped fuel unprecedented growth and prosperity across our region. I look forward to leading this effort, and my commitment is unwavering. In early May, Cornyn announced he was proud to introduce legislation to rename U.S. Highway 287 as Interstate 47 in honor of our 47th president at real, Donald Trump. "My bill will upgrade one of our nation's longest highways to a future interstate and save more than $5 billion in travel costs, all while honoring the most effective and influential president of our lifetime. Texas is Trump country, and this bill cements at POTUS legacy by designating nearly 1,800 miles of open road to forever be known as the Trump Interstate," he concluded. However, once Cornyn was beaten in the Republican primary runoff by Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton, the senator explained the proposal may not make it into my priorities the next 7 months, according to The Express. Cornyn previously claimed that even though he did not gain Trump's endorsement, he had supported him throughout his presidency, according to Breitbart News. Trump-backed Paxton decisively defeated Cornyn and advanced to face Democrat James Tallarico in November. The president called Paxton an America First patriot who had been loyal to Trump and the MAGA movement, according to Breitbart News, while also saying Cornyn was a good man with whom he had worked well, but added that Cornyn was not supportive of me when times were tough.